Daniel, however, hears about this because he's also one of the wise men of the kingdom. And he says, hold on a second. Let me see if my God can help bring this dream to light. He prays to the Lord and the Lord gives him a dream. But the Lord allows Daniel to remember the dream. Then in Daniel 2 verse 24, Daniel says, do not execute the wise men of Babylon. Take me to the king and I will interpret his dream for him. And Daniel is then put in front of the king and he starts to explain to the king what he actually dreamt. Daniel 2 verse 27. The secret which the king has demanded, the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians and the soothsayers cannot declare to the king. Well, they can't because their God lives out inside the timeline. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will be in the latter days. You see, here's another representation of a vision about the end time. Daniel starts to explain to King Nebuchadnezzar the goings on in his dream. He says in Daniel 2 verse 29, as for you, O king, thoughts came to your mind while on your bed about what would come to pass after this. And he who revealed secrets has made known to you what will be. You, O king, were watching, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose splendor was excellent, stood before you, and its form was awesome. The image's head was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. You watched as a stone was cut out without hands, which means by a supernatural power, which struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broke them into pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze and the silver and the gold were crushed together and became like chaff from the summer threshing floors. The wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. See, Daniel, in one or two sentences, is able to put the entire dream down in front of King Nebuchadnezzar. And he explains to the king about this magnificent image that he's seen, with the head of gold and the chest and arms of silver, the legs of bronze and the hips of bronze and the legs of iron and the feet of iron and clay. What has actually happened here is that God has given both to King Nebuchadnezzar and to Daniel an indication of what's going to take place from then, which was 606 before Christ, into eternity. He's showing the kingdom, or he's showing the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, what is going to take place after his kingdom, and then after that, into the future.